Welcome to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlo Dermogradichian. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of our show. It's been a long, hot summer here in Fresno, but today's a particularly hot one. We're over 108 degrees, so we're staying here cool in the studio. Happy to have today as my guest, Dr. Vahram Shemasyan, who is the director of the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Northridge. Welcome to the program, Vahram.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are a professor, associate professor, and director of the Armenian Studies Program at Northridge, as I just mentioned. Northridge, like Fresno State, is part of the California State University system. Tell us a little bit about your program. What kinds of courses do you teach? What's the nature of the student body, numbers of Armenian students, those kinds of things?
Okay. Northridge, Cal State Northridge, usually has between 39 and 40,000 students. And usually every year, 8 to 10% of that number is of Armenian extraction. In other words, we have between 3,500 and 4,000 Armenians on campus each year, which makes us, if I'm not mistaken, the university with the largest number of Armenian students outside of Yerevan State University. Of course, I'm not counting Glendale Community College, which may have a larger number of Armenian students, but it's a two-year community college, and it doesn't compare with CSUN, which is a four-year full university. The Armenian Studies program started about 36 years ago with one course, Beginner's Armenian, Armenian 101. Now it has grown into 12 courses, including Beginner's and Intermediate Armenian, and I teach Western Armenian. Then we have Armenian culture, we have contemporary Armenian issues, interesting courses such as the Armenian-American Child, which is a 400-level course, and it fulfills one of the requirements for the teaching credentials in California. We also have a course called Changing Roles of Armenian Women, which I think is a unique course. I don't know if people teach that course elsewhere, whether in Armenia or the diaspora. So altogether, 12 courses. Usually the students are a mixture of Eastern Armenian, Iranian Armenian, and Western Armenian. They were either born in those countries or they're the children of parents from those countries. So it's a mixture. About, I would say, 60 to 65% of the students are Eastern Armenian speakers, if they know the language, that is, and the rest are like Iranian Armenians, Lebanese, Syrian, Turkish Armenians, and so on and so forth. So I juggle, especially when I'm teaching Western Armenian, and the mixture comes with problems, of course. For instance, some of the students know how to speak, but they don't know how to read and write. Some don't know how to speak, read, and write. Are non-Armenians. Usually 10 to 15% of the classes consist of non-Armenian students who come for various reasons. They may have a childhood friend, a colleague, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and so on and so forth. So usually they're interested for those reasons. I have had one student from Africa, from Nigeria, if I'm not mistaken, a very distinguished lady who used to come to the class with her native outfit, and she wrote and read in such an excellent way that the Armenian students would wait until she would finish and then applaud. I have had another hearing-impaired student of Latin origin. She took Armenian 310 class, Armenian culture class, simply because she was interested in things Armenian after having read those plaques and banners that we post on campus during April 24. So her interest grew as she came to know the history of the Armenians or that segment of Armenian history through those writings. So I've had very interesting students. So again, but the difficulty is to how to juggle and find common denominator to teach them. As program, we have the Armenian minor, which is 6 courses, 18 units. We have a major in the department. By the way, we're not a department. As you mentioned, we're a program within a department, and the department is modern and classical languages and literatures. And we have a major called languages and cultures majors with Armenian as an option. The other three options are Japanese, Italian, and French. We also have an agreement with the liberal arts program on campus with the ITEP program. The ITEP is the acronym for Integrated Teacher Education Program, whereby within 4 years, including 2 summers, students would be able to obtain their bachelor's degree to become a teacher, plus the California teaching credential, plus the Armenian minor. So if a freshman comes to CSUN, Cal State Northridge, and joins a cohort of other students who want to become teachers, within 4 years, to repeat, including 2 summers, that student will be able to obtain a degree, a credential, as well as the Armenian minor, which I think is a unique program. And remember, more than 60-70% of all California teaching credentials are obtained at CSUN, at Cal State Northridge. That's my understanding. As a full-time professor, I teach 4 courses. And thanks to money raised, we also offer a 5th course taught by a visiting professor. Usually the classes are full, near full, or sometimes some of the classes, especially language 101 class, as well as the Armenian culture class, have waiting lists every semester. For instance, this semester, I'm going to teach 2 sections of Armenian culture, and there are 35 students in each, that's the cap, and there are waiting lists of 10 and 11 in each section, or for each section. The same case applies to Armenian 101 that I'm going to teach this fall semester. The cap is 42, it is filled, and there are some 10 students waiting on the list, usually, so we're full. We also have the Armenian Student Association, as well as the Armenian Fraternity and Sorority. I am the advisor of the ASA, the Armenian Student Association, as well as the fraternity. We also, in addition to offering classes, we organize conferences, international conferences, exhibits. We organize banquets to raise funds and to promote the Armenian culture within the Armenian community. We're quite visible compared to a decade before, and we're making good progress. Now, recently, probably you've heard through the media that we got a $2.1 million endowed grant, anonymous, from an anonymous donor. And with that grant, we are going to invite visiting lecturers to either conduct a semester on some aspect of Armenian art or culture. Then we are going to have exhibits. We have decorated a nice room, larger than an office, like twice or three times the size of a regular office, for exhibits, particularly for Armenian artifacts, heirlooms, etc., etc. We also will start collecting family heirlooms, family documents, immigration papers, pictures, especially, and so on and so forth. And we have made an agreement with the library, the Alviat Library on campus, whereby we are going to preserve very valuable documents, family papers, with great care. So we have made all those arrangements, and pretty soon, once we start getting the dividends from the endowed money or donation, we're going to implement those programs. We also are going to record the experiences of Armenian immigrants to the Southland, wherever they may be coming from, whether Cuba, Venezuela, South America, the Middle East, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, anywhere. So that's going to be another interesting project that we will implement. We have three major scholarships. When I say major, for instance, this year, and the scholarships are for those students who either minor or major or are enrolled in the ITEP program that I explained a short while ago. So this year, the three people had applied. It's not a huge number, but it's a significant step forward. So usually we give between $2,000 and $5,000 scholarship per student. We have those kind of scholarships, which is a major support for those students. We have an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with the American University of Armenia, AUA. Not the Armenian program per se, but the university as such. But we're in contact with them to see if there are certain courses that we can offer there and we can reciprocate professors and or students. So we're still in the process of fine-tuning the agreement, seeking areas of cooperation and collaboration. I've had at least one student who, after obtaining his degree, bachelor's in history, and minoring in Armenian, I encourage him to go to AUA. He did. He got his master's in political science, and he is back, and now he is working at the Shoah Foundation at USC, doing documentation, organizing with another student whom I had as principal of the Meridian Armenian School, Evangelical School, some 16 years ago or 17 years ago. I have another student who just finished his bachelor's and the Armenian minor, and I encourage him to go to Yerevan State University to specialize in medieval Armenian history and culture. So he is in communication with them to see how it is going to happen under the circumstances. The pandemic has put stops to many activities, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, that's
yes. You know, the Any program... other questions?
Well,
I hope
yeah,
I gave you a summary of what we do at CSUN.
Tell us a little bit about your journey to that doctorate. Where did you grow up? What were some of the one or two things that really directed you or made you think about going into history number one and Armenian studies number two?
Okay, very well. I was born and grew up in Lebanon. I attended Armenian schools through high school, and then matriculated at Haygazian College, now it is called University, which was established 65 years ago in 1955. I obtained my bachelor's degree in history from Haygazian College, and that's when my interest grew in original research. You know, when you're freshman, sophomore, usually you look into books, maybe articles, journals, etc., to write your term papers. But beginning in my junior year, I became very interested in conducting original research, interviewing people, going to newspapers, etc., etc. For my bachelor's project, we used to write a paper, not a long one, a culminating paper, about 30 to 40 pages long. I did my paper on a divorce within the Armenian apostolic community, the Armenian apostolic community, which, you, as you know, is the majority community among the Armenians worldwide. It was a very interesting paper for me. I got also interested in sociology, naturally. Before I forget, let me say that Professor Dikan Kuyumjian was one of my professors. I took, I believe, two courses with him, and he was a very interesting, very informative, and very inspirational at the same time. You'll work with him, and you know him personally. And then I attended the American University of Beirut, and my major was sociology. However, I couldn't finish it due to the political situation in Lebanon, the civil war, which lasted from 1975 until 1990. My topic was Armenian Patriotic Associations. My thesis topic was Armenian Patriotic Association, Hayrin Aktagan Miyutyuner, that served as bridges between the old country and the adopted country. They served as the shock absorbers to these refugees who did not show up willingly, but they were forced to settle down in Syria, Lebanon, especially after World War One. One day in 1976, there was a family tragedy. A bomb fell in our apartment, and my mother was killed very young, 46 years of age. Instantaneously, we were all wounded, and we somehow managed to go to Anjar. Anjar is the home to most of the Armenians since September 1939. It was a terrible time. The roads were closed. They were infested with armed militias. There was no work, no prospect, no future, no nothing. So I applied to a university in the Midwest here in the United States because I knew the priest who was from Anjar. I didn't know where it was exactly. I had no idea that is the university. But I came. So I got another master's in history, European history, from Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. It has two campuses, Edwardsville and Carbondale. I did my master's at Edwardsville, and my master's thesis was on the Armenian community of Granite City, Illinois. Not too many people have heard about Granite City, Illinois. It had at the time, when I say at the time, between 1977 and 1979, about 300 members, the community did, with a church, clubs, etc., etc. After that, I got accepted from UCLA. I had applied for Armenian literature, but once I arrived, I changed my mind and I said, I'm going to finish my PhD in history. So I talked to Professor Richard Tovanisyan, who accepted me, and I did my coursework, the languages. As you know, Professor Dermagadichian, we took Turkish classes together there, and we had a great time, and we remember to this day those pleasant days. So, and then I went to Europe to do research for my dissertation. I had chosen the topic of the settlement of Armenian refugees in Syria and Lebanon between the two world wars. But once I arrived there, I was notified. I learned that another person had done exactly the same thing. He had written a dissertation in the Human Geography Department at Durham University in the UK. So I changed my mind. I was interested in Musada at the same time. And began to do research while in Europe on Musada, visiting the Mkhitaris Vienna chapter, the library, going to Rome, Paris, London, etc., etc. And then my odyssey took me to other places.
And we're going to take a break and then come back and finish our conversation with Dr. Shemassian.